Hi there, it's Barry. Is there anybody in Savannah from Brooklyn?
Let me see. let me raise my hand. how are you?
Okay. Talk to me. Do you still have your Brooklyn accent?
No, I lost that shortly after coming down here.
Oh, yeah? Do you have a Savannah accent now?
I don't have any accent at all. I used to say coffee and office and talk, but I don't do that anymore. It's very true. When I first came down here, they told me the first thing I had to do is a challenge. I had to do a public service announcement for anything I wanted to do. And I did it for the animal shelter because I love animals. And I did it. I still have a copy of it. And it was like, you know, do you walk your dog and that kind of thing?
That's funny. Well, yeah, I've lost mine, too. Although when I get excited, it comes out without me thinking.
Yeah, that's what people tell me. Yeah. I can tell you're from New York, you know. So anyway, how you doing?
Fine. Well, you know, I just read that there seems to have been an earthquake in California.
Yeah.
It wasn't anywhere near me. While I was waiting to get you on the phone, it's up north.
But, right.
But everything seems to be okay over here. So I'm coming your way. Do you know whether I've ever played Savannah? Out of every city, I usually remember it, but I can't remember playing Savannah.
When we start the interview, I was going to start off by talking about the fact that it's been 40 years since you played Savannah. Mm-hmm. You played Savannah at the Johnny Mercer Theater, the Savannah Civic Center, about 1984, 5, something like that.
Yeah, Mark has been with me since 84, and he didn't remember it either. If it was 84, are we on the air yet?
Well, I'm recording.
Oh, you're recording. If it was 84, it was one of my favorite tours, because 84 was, I was promoting the 2 a.m. Paradise Cafe album. It
right.
was my first jazz album, you know, I was in heaven. And I loved that tour, and I loved that album. So if I did it in Savannah, well, they saw a really great show.
It was a great show. I was there, and what I remember about it was you started the show by coming up from beneath the stage.
Yeah. Well, yes, it was. That was the look. Yeah, I remember that too. It was a great show. All these shows have always been great, but that one for me, it was. I had girls in the band, if you remember.
Yes, yes.
I had a girl percussionist and a gorgeous girl, a sax player, and it was a thrilling tour. I'm glad the people in Savannah were able to see that one.
It was a great show, and that was my question. Why have you been such a stranger? It's been 40 years. Where have you been?
Well, you got to yell at somebody else instead of me. Not in charge of that. I'm happy we'll be back. We're coming back. Watch out. Here I come again.
So you'll be here on January 15th at the End Market Arena, which is brand new. It's about a year old. Uh-huh. And I guess you're doing a hits tour. It's going to be basically most of the hits?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what the audience seems to want. I'm mm-hmm. happy to give it to them. As I'm talking, yeah, I mean, years ago I stopped doing songs that I like and decided I would do songs that they like. And I am lucky enough to be able to fill up a full show of songs that everybody still knows. It's amazing, amazing, amazing that I actually have this catalog, this amazing catalog of songs. Mm-hmm. That people remember and recognize, and so it's a great 90 minutes or so.
Aren't we about to celebrate the 50th anniversary of Mandy?
I guess we are. I was 13 years old when we made that album.
That's amazing. Was it 8? Was it 74? Was it
74? Yeah, it was number one in 1975.
75, okay.
Yeah.
Are you going to do anything to celebrate?
Yeah, we'll just play Mandy all day long. But, you know, it came on the radio, or I don't know, came on my iTunes. I hadn't heard the record in a long time. I do it every night.
Yeah.
But what a wonderful record it is for this young kid, and I was a kid. He's so honest on this record. And he was, you know, I really didn't know very much about singing because I never really cared about becoming a singer. Mm-hmm. I was a musician and an arranger and an orchestrator, and that's what I that's what I was going to do with my life. And here came this record with this young kid singing a love song, and it was so honest. You know, after all these years later, I understood why it was a hit record, because I never really understood why it was a hit record all these years. And when I heard it for the first time in a long time, I went, oh, that's, and it's a beautiful sounding record, considering it was done so many years ago.
And you, who, did you produce that with Ron Dante?
I did.
Yeah. I mean, that was the thing about you that I enjoyed so much. It was not only that you had a great voice and you had a great selection of songs, but the production on your records is phenomenal.
Yeah, I didn't know about making records, and that, you know, that's when you get the most inventive product, when you don't know anything and you just do something that you love. You know, that first album I made before Mandy had Could It Be Magic on it, mm-hmm. and was 8 minutes long. Nobody told me I shouldn't do that. Records are supposed to be 2.5 minutes, 3 minutes long. Mine was 8 minutes long, and, you know, it rocked everybody. It was based on a Chopin prelude, and it was, you know, it was a passionate song, and, you know, I didn't know I was breaking the rules then, because I didn't know anything. It just felt good to me.
I got to think that working with Clive Davis, he must have been a great mentor.
He was, and we fought tooth and nail. Mm-hmm. And that's what mentors do. No, you shouldn't do this. You should do that. No, you shouldn't do that. You should do this. That was our... But, you know, we've gotten through all these years, and I just got off the phone with him yesterday. We're still friends. We're still colleagues. We still talk music. We still... it's just as if no time has gone by. This man, Clive Davis, is... give me an hour. Give me 2 hours. I've never met anybody as gifted as this guy. And to add to Booty, he's just a great person.
Yeah. I can imagine that the interplay between the two of you in terms of, should I do this and what should I do? And he gives you advice. And I think he was the one that said, he gave you Mandy and said to slow it down. The original version was pretty fast.
No. I did that.
Was that you? Okay.
And I actually asked him when he heard the original version of Mandy, which was called Brandy, mm-hmm. Did you know I was going to slow it down and make it into a... Because he didn't know me. This was our first time ever working together.
Right.
He didn't know that I was an arranger, and that's what I was going to do. I was going to throw the record up in the air. Because I found the love song hiding in that demo that he gave me. Because I couldn't do the rock and roll version of Brandy. It sounded ridiculous on me. So I made it into a love song, because it was, like I say, hiding in this rock and roll song. And I actually asked him, did you know I was going to do that? Because I couldn't have done the rock and roll, but you didn't really think I was going to do that. And he said, I don't know. And there you go. How brilliant that is. Isn't he brilliant? Yes.
I never heard the original version, so I couldn't compare it. But Mandy's...
Yeah, well, you can find it. It's called Brandy.
Yeah.
Yeah, not the Brandy that...
Looking Glass,
but we
right.
changed it. There was another one called Brandy.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so we changed the name from Brandy to Mandy, but you can hear it. You hear the difference in what he gave me and what I wound up doing. And anyway, I'm glad it worked. I'm glad it worked.
Me too. I thought I read or heard recently that after your Vegas residency, you were going to retire, and then I see you're doing arena concerts. What happened?
No, I was never said retire. I said get off the road, and we have. We've been off the road for... Oh, I used to tour for months at a time. I forgot the names of my dogs. I just went back to Brooklyn, right?
Right.
I forgot the names of my dogs. So... I just had it with the lockers. That's what your dressing room is, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. is lockers in an arena, and, you know, jock straps and old socks. I just had it. So I said, I'm done touring. And I was. And then we got this gig in Vegas, and I keep my band together, keep my crew together. We still have a great time on the stage. But I can go home and play with the dogs. So that's. But now and again, we had the whole month of January off, and I didn't. You know, I've got my band and my crew, and they've got mortgages and children, and so I said to Gary, "Book me. Give me 6 or 7 one-nighters so we can all keep working." And so that's why we're doing it. But I don't tour anymore like we used to.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you chose Savannah because it gives a lot of people a chance to see you that maybe did not see you back in the 80s. And
you know, I do have some sort of a connection with it because Johnny Mercer came from Savannah. And, I've done a whole bunch of songs based on his lyrics. Mm-hmm. And one of them was on that Paradise Cafe album called When October Goes. Oh. And it's a beautiful lyric.
Love it.
Yeah, it's a beautiful lyric and a beautiful, I'm so proud of the melody. And, you know, a lot of people recorded that song. And so, you know, it'll be nice to be where Johnny comes from.
Right. Well, I mean, what a body of work. I mean, you've done pop, jazz, Sinatra, 3 Christmas albums. What's left to do?
I'm doing an original album now. I'm just finishing it up. That's what I was on the phone with Clive Davis for. Putting the final pieces together. Mm-hmm. So it'll be I haven't done an original album like this, an original pop album, in a long time. Now you think I'm crazy because if you listen to the pop radio, which you do, I'm sure, mm-hmm. There is no melody anymore, and the melody seems to have gone down the drain, and now it's all about rhythm and loops and stuff, and I love all of it. But I think there's an audience out there that is missing a melody. And so this album is filled with melodies like I used to do. And so we'll see what happens.
When is that due?
I think it takes a long time to get these things ready. I wouldn't be surprised if it's towards the summer.
Okay. Before I let you go, I really want to ask you about the Manilow Music Project. Tell me about this.
About 15 years ago, a neighbor of mine said that their kid wanted a sax. She wanted to learn how to play the sax, and they were running out of saxes in her school. I said, running out of saxes? Yeah, they're running out of instruments in her school. Really? Running out of instruments? When I started to look it up, they're running out of instruments in every school around the country because the first thing that goes is the music department.
Right.
So I thought, well, okay, I've got to do something about this. So we formed the Manilow Music Project, and I do what I can to get musical instruments into the hands of kids in schools or wherever I go. This time, we decided that we were going to have each city choose their favorite music teacher, and whoever wins, whatever school wins, we give them a big check so they can buy some new instruments for the school. And they get to meet me. How about that?
Yeah, who needs the money?
Are you impressed?
I think it's a terrific idea because you're right. Arts projects go first, and so you're doing $5,000 for the winner, and I understand $5,000 to buy a musical instrument and the VIP tickets.
That's it.
That's awesome.
It. You got it.
And you're doing that in every city that you're going to?
We are.
That's great. That's great. Okay. Well, we'll post a link to that if anybody hasn't seen that yet because it's worth. It's worth letting you know about this.
Yeah, it's easy. Just go on manilow.com, and it's right there waiting for you.
Okay, awesome. Well,
right.
Thank you for your music and for coming back, and we're doing Fanilow Trivia on our website so that we can give away tickets to see you on the 15th at End Market Arena, and I can't wait to see you. And Barry, happy Hanukkah, and thank you for incredible music.
Thanks, Mark.